Welcome to the Quick 10 podcast, brought to you by QuickTrack, focusing on all things FedCon and cyber defense from different perspectives and different personalities, all in 10-ish minutes. Here's your host, Derek White.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Quick 10 podcast, live and in person here in Tampa, Florida. We've been doing a bunch of these. Thank you for joining. I've got Nick here from SP6. He's going to talk a little bit about what they got going on over there. So thanks for spending some time.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, so my name's Nick Granning. I'm from SP6. I'm a senior security compliance consultant. And we're here at CUICon just trying to help people out with the CUI compliance programs.
Yeah, it's been a good event. It's day one, so we've got a whole other day to go yet here. And the nice thing about an event like this, as you know, is there's a lot of different vendors, a lot of different consultants, a lot of different groups who do different things. So thank you for spending a couple minutes here.
Of course.
You guys have a tool and capability called Acera.
Yeah.
Can you walk the listeners and the watchers or wherever they're watching this, walk us through a little bit what that is, and then I think I have another couple questions I might throw at you.
Sure. Yeah. So Acera is a tool that we've built initially for Splunk, but we're trying to make it SIM agnostic. Really what it does is it takes the compliance monitoring features and puts it into a UI that's readable for most people. So we have it based off of the NIST 800-171 controls. A lot of these controls, they need continuous monitoring. And really the only way to continuously monitor it is for someone to continuously monitor it. So instead of having somebody manually do that all the time, we have a tool that's built off of Splunk for right now, but we're also making it for Microsoft Sentinel and other SIM agnostic tools is coming in the future. But basically, we take a lot of these rules and we'll flag them, whether that they're met or not met. And any time that a rule is not met, it'll give you an alert. So that way you can make that change to make sure that we're compliant. Then we also have like CAS for ourselves, where we, instead of monitoring the technical controls with Acera, we would come in and basically monitor your admin controls and compliance and other things like that. So it's kind of a two-pronged approach. The Acera is going to cover all your technical controls and we'd cover the admin side of things.
Nice. Okay. So then diving further into that, usability, let's start there. How is that? I mean, compared to other things that you've seen, do you see a really, relief moment with your customers when it comes down to usability?
Yeah. So honestly, a lot of the times with like GRC tools, you're having to put in a lot of the evidence in manually. Once you get it established and once it's already reading the logs, it's kind of a set it and forget it. Mm-hmm. And then so obviously you're going to go back and you're going to tweak some things if stuff on your network changes. But it's once it's set, you really don't have to worry about it. You can check up on it every once in a while. So it's still going to be your same GRC kind of tool. And you're going to have all your different controls and other things that you can put in evidence. So you can upload PNGs, JPEGs, or any kind of other evidence that you want to upload. But most of the time, it's going to be pulling all that information from your SIM or your other tools using APIs. So like for your AT, for your training, using like if know before or something like that. Mm-hmm. Anytime that somebody doesn't complete their training, it'll send an alert and you'll get that flag. So it's kind of a, once you set it, you forget it. And it just helps you with your continuous compliance that you can do on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, continuous monitoring is obviously a big topic, has been for years. Yeah. So that's good to hear. So then what are some examples, some details? Do you have any that you can share where you're starting to see it, that people really see why it's important, why it's valuable, and how that tool and your capabilities of that tool allow you guys to showcase that with your customers?
Yeah, so training using like know before for different things for like account lockouts or attempted access from areas that they're not supposed to be through a VPN or some other things. And then we also have for account disables. So after 90 days or whatever organizationally defined parameter that you guys set, mm-hmm. And those are all set through Acera as well. So there, it's not just a one-time thing. It has to be this, otherwise it's wrong. So if an account isn't being used after 90 days, you'll get that flag either set through Active Directory or Enter ID, and that'll send an alert to Acera. And then that's one that we've seen pretty common is account disables or programs being run. You can use with vulnerability scanning as well, finding programs that are not actually on your baseline, other things like that.
Jeff, that's good. Where are you seeing a lot of your uptick? I mean, where kind of customers are you guys seeing now that see those challenges and why that tool and that capability really does emphasize for them maybe versus a small, big?
Yeah, absolutely. Guys? So Acera, we're really targeting the market for mid, high to enterprise level, just because the amount of time that it takes to actually continuously monitor your network it just doesn't make sense. You're going to have a team of 3 to 5 people to continually monitor a network that's got 2,000 employees. It's not sustainable.
Yep.
The program, one, it does it more efficiently and more effectively than 3 to 5 people that would be monitoring, because it's impossible having 2,000 employees to continuously monitor all the access controls and everything like that. And that's what the intention of Acera is to alleviate the need to hire that many extra people to continuously monitor your network.
No, that's good. Yeah. Thank you for highlighting that, because that is time.
Yeah.
The more people, the more things to look at, the more, monitoring, right?
Yeah.
Monitoring 5 kids at your house is a lot different than 50 kids at your house.
Yeah.
Like a birthday party or something. So no, that's good. That's great. So then if people want to know if that tool fits you and they want or fits them, and you want to send people that are watching and listening, where would you send them?
So sb6crc.io. And that'll get you onto our cybersecurity side of things. And then that'll lead you over to our Acera side as well.
Okay. Can people find you on LinkedIn and some other areas?
Nick Granning, LinkedIn, CCA certified, so we're definitely looking forward to working with people with Acera and doing all that.
No, it's awesome. Well, thank you, Nick. Appreciate it. This is obviously conferences are busy. So thank you for spending a couple minutes pulling you aside here. Great perspective. And again, if people want more information, check out Nick, get a hold of SP6, and thanks for joining, man.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Thank you for listening to this episode, and make sure to subscribe to the Quick 10 podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and check us out on YouTube as well. For more information about QuickTrack, visit our website at www.quicktrack.com. That's CUICKTRAC.com.